There are singers that we simply know by a single name, Cher, Prince, Madonna, Beyonce, but I can only think of one who we don't really have to mention his given name. If I say the Man in Black, everybody surely knows that I'm talking about Johnny Cash, the great country music star who came from an unlikely, rather impoverished background to become an iconic musician whose hit songs are identified just by their first few notes frequently. His image and his memory are being conjured up at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park with its first main stage production of 2015. It's called Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash. It's been in previews this weekend and officially opens on Thursday. With me this evening is Jason Edwards, who we might call the man behind the Man in Black. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Jason.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you here back in town. In fact, I know you've done a few shows in the past at the Playhouse.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have a long history with this show. I know that you were involved when it was originally a Broadway production.
Right.
And then you've also shaped it to its present state. In fact, it has several present states. And
yes.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about that for us. Tell us what it was that was on Broadway and what you're bringing to Cincinnati now. Because in addition to performing in it, you're also directing the show.
2005, it started in the developmental stages in New York and Nashville, and with the plans to bring it to Broadway, and did well pre-Broadway. We got to New York, and the audiences loved it, but the critics were sort of lukewarm. I think it was just a different style of show. Richard Maltby Jr., it's his concept, and he's the master of these sort of biographical, getting away from the typical. They call him the king of the jukebox musical, but I don't call this a jukebox musical at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs in this show that were definitely not on the radio. But in 2009, Jeff Lisenby, the musical director, and I, well, I get an opportunity to direct two plays, Souvenir, which was about Florence Foster Jenkins, and Ring of Fire, a producer in Southern California that I'd worked with a few times. Tom McCoy called me up, and I said, what about Ring of Fire? And he said, yeah, you know, so we looked into it, and they had published it, and the cast was about 16, and I was like, wow, what are we going to do with this script? So
That's hard for a theater to afford a cast like that these days.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got Jeff on board from Nashville, who had arranged the music for the Broadway production, and Tom McCoy, the producer, said, it's too big. So I looked at the script and worked on the script for about 10 or 11 months before it even went into rehearsal, and we stripped the music down to try to get it closer to the Johnny Cash sound. And it started in 2009, and we just threw ourselves into it and just trying to pay respect to his music and stay away from the Vegas sort of image of impersonation.
Well, let's talk about that, because my understanding of this is that the show is a little different. You and your cast, it's about 10 people now, is
yes,
that
sir.
Right? That you perform more than 30 of Cash's recorded numbers, but none of you are attempting to be the Man in Black, to be Johnny Cash on stage. We're not impersonating him.
No.
So what are you doing on stage if you're not impersonating Johnny Cash?
That would be good for about three songs, I think. Folsom Prison, Walk the Line. And, well, it's not my concept, for one. So I have material that Mr. Maltby has allowed me to rearrange, but it's his concept, and I think it's a unique concept of trying to get past the image of Mr. Cash as the Man in Black, the iconic figure, and down to what he was trying to say in his words, because he was a great poet. Hey, he was just a great writer, and I got to be in it because I certainly don't look like Johnny Cash, but I think Mr. Maltby thought that I could relate to the area that Mr. Cash was from and the upbringing, and growing up where I did, I could, in his music.
You and Cash have sort of similar roots.
We sure do. I mean, some of the songs, the old hymns and just the atmosphere that he grew up in was very much like where I grew up, and I knew some of those old songs coming in, so I think it was one of those things that was meant to be, and I'm blessed to do it. But like I said, we're just trying to get past his image and get down to what he was trying to say in his words, and some of his stuff that he wrote is just profound.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. You've been working on this or work involved with aspects of this show in one form or another for the better part of a decade now. What is it that's kept you focused on Cash's music? What is it about Cash that really draws you in?
Gosh, just his music and the sound of the instruments. And he basically was one of the creators of rock and roll and this sort of outlaw country label that he got. And just some of his writing is like down-home Shakespeare. It's that sort of stuff, and musically.
That's a great comparison, down-home
Shakespeare. Shakespeare.
Because he is poetic, and yet the thoughts that he expresses are often thoughts of the common man.
I think William Shakespeare would have loved Johnny Cash.
Uh-huh.
I do.
I know that you've also talked a little bit in some other conversations that we've had about him also being patriotic, being spiritual, and those kinds of things all are elements of who he was and who you bring into this show.
Yes. When we initially did the show, they took some of the later songs that he recorded that are just incredible. It's just incredible stuff. When they published the script, I think they thought it was too commercial and they pulled some of it out, which I'd really love to be able mm-hmm. to do some of it. But I'm sure you know this, Rick. When he first went to Sun Studios, he considered himself a gospel singer. And like Elvis, he even when he was recording sometimes, and later on in his career, he had gospel quartets that he sang with and backed him up. A lot of people know the outlaw Johnny Cash and the drug stuff, and that's definitely part of his life and a profound part of his mm-hmm. life, but at the same
Well, he also
time,
spent some time hanging out with Billy Graham, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah. They were good friends, and which is a testament to Billy Graham because they were kind of cut from the same cloth as well. One became a preacher and one became a famous singer. But he and June Carter sang a lot at the Billy Graham Crusades in these major stadiums, and he also wrote a song called Ragged Old Flag, which we don't do in this show, but mm-hmm. if people would go back and listen to some of Johnny Cash's stuff that wasn't so popular, it coincides exactly with what's going on today.
I understand that you have a little bit of personal history there, that when you were, I think, maybe about 13, you went to a concert that he did in Charlotte. Can you tell me what you recall about that?
I had heard of Johnny Cash, and I knew who he was because I'd seen him on the television. My dad and mom, I grew up around Asheville, North Carolina. They used to drive to Charlotte to play cards with their friends on occasion. And my dad's buddy always had something for me to do. One particular weekend, I guess it was probably 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, he and my dad drove me to the stage door at the Charlotte Coliseum, and a guy met me at the door. I guess it was a friend of my dad's buddy, and escorted me to about, I think it was the 8th row center in 69.
Pretty prime seats.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was just me.
Yeah.
So I saw, first it was the Statler Brothers who came out, and then Carl Perkins came out and played guitar, and then here comes
the Man in Black.
Right. Yeah. You know, I still have the program from it.
Uh-huh. And, oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it certainly turned me on to his stuff right then.
Well, if those of you who are out there listening would like to be turned on, we can't bring Johnny Cash to you personally, but we can recreate a lot of what he was all about. If you want to go and see Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash, opening this week at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. It's going to be on the Robert S. Marks main stage through February 15th. You can find a little more information about the Playhouse and about this production if you go to the link at wvxu.org. My guest this evening has been actor, singer, and director Jason Edwards, the moving force behind Ring of Fire, this tribute to Johnny Cash. Thanks for visiting with us this evening, Jason.
Thank you, Rick, and some of the finest musicians you'll hear on stage.
Great. Yes, we'll look forward to all of them. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
There's things that never will be right, I know. And things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.